Joe Dunn, lead singer of Frog Leg, guitarist of Frog Leg, and you're up here at Lutzen for Papa Charlie's for the Mountain Meltdown, which is now a total misnomer because there's like 6 inches
of snow.
Yeah.
A lot of snow.
A lot of fog going on. But thank you for agreeing to do this. And I'm
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This was a big year for Frog Leg. You guys were out on the tour a lot, it looks like.
Yeah, this past year we went out. We hit a lot of the western areas. We went as far west as we've ever gone, out to Washington, so that was a lot of fun. And brought our friends along and had a really good time. It was a good one. It was us and Heatbox. And then the second tour we just kind of did with a bunch of different groups as we went. But the first one in the spring was a little more... Each night was kind of, we'd switch off headlining. It was always us in Heatbox, and then we'd do every other night one of us would close out the show, or we'd do a super jam.
And cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a great time.
Heatbox just doing his solo show set with just the loops and being a one-man band.
Yeah, so he'd do that, and then he'd slowly call us up on stage. It was really funny. He'd be like, I have a couple funky friends. One of my funky friends is Jimmy Geisinger. And he'd bring Jimmy up and play bass. And another funky friend is Doug Christensen. And then slowly he'd build the band around him. And then we'd finish off the night. It was really fun. It was a good time.
That sounds awesome. Was there any place that you went to that you got a really good response outside of the Minnesota, Wisconsin area?
Out in like the Montana way, Wyoming way, that area of the country, definitely Bozeman at the filling station. Hi, everybody in Bozeman. the filling station at Bozeman is really, really cool because it's kind of this roadhouse. It's got this like total roadhouse. The American pickers could go there and find some cool stuff. There's stuff all over the ceiling and the walls. And it was just a really rowdy crowd.
Yeah, cool.
It was a lot of fun.
You guys got your start, I want to say, it was Bunkers in downtown Minneapolis.
Yep.
Is that where it's at?
Yep, in the North Loop in downtown Minneapolis.
Do you still play down there very often? Or?
Yeah, every now and then we'll do a pop-up set. Dimitri has been doing Wednesday nights down there. Almost every Thursday. I emphasize the almost because we missed a couple of them. But almost every Thursday at Bunkers, Frog Leg played, and that was where we got our start. And it was where originally it was me, Dimitri, and our friend Will Efforts, who plays in a band called Rampant Roots. It was us three, and we kind of did like we tried out the bluegrassy string band thing. I was playing mandolin, and it was those two on guitars, and we were kind of just doing an acoustic trio kind of configuration. And then Dimitri got offered the Thursday night gig down at Bunkers, but they specifically were like, we need a band. So we had the first part. We just needed a rhythm section, basically. So we went out and we got our friends Connor McRae and Gus Whatcott. Hello, wherever you are. They're not playing with us anymore. And then we kind of just threw together the band that way. And then we started out playing a lot of covers, and it kind of just started as a cover band. But then we're like, we gotta write some music, and it kind of became what it became. I don't know.
Are you the main songwriter of the group, or is it?
Yeah. Well, it's a conglomerate. Yeah. So initially I was doing a lot of the songwriting as far as lyrics go. But now it's slowly started as time went on. We've all been collaborating on lyrics and song forms and adding different things to different songs, and our songwriting sessions are now group sessions, mostly. So that's been different, because a lot of times it would be they were like, Dimitri writes something, or I write something, or Jimmy writes something, or what have you. Somebody writes something and brings it to the table, but now it's been a little more where we kind of come in with our ideas and throw them around throw them around the room a little bit.
Yeah. So when you're doing a song, do you start off kind of simply and then just have it kind of take flight, take form into a jam, or do you kind of construct them almost to like fit into each other?
I would say there's not a right or wrong way of doing it, and a lot of times it's about just kind of getting in our world, it's kind of in the Frog Leg realm, it's a lot more of we get the basics of the song down and then let improv and other things take flight later on more so. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we'll debut songs a little more meat and potatoes style and then take it from there and see where it goes. A lot of songs, there's some songs that are kind of staples for improvisation and then other ones that are just kind of like, play it to the... Mm-hmm. Play it to the T. It's different. It ranges.
Well, speaking of debuting things, there was a single I think that came out last fall.
Yeah.
From an upcoming album.
Yeah, we did a music video for a song called Fortune, and it was kind of a tune written about wasn't about anybody that I know because I don't know anybody that necessarily was like won a lottery. Or amassed huge amounts of money, but the song's called Fortune, and it's about kind of about a guy who hypothetically wins the lottery or amasses a fortune or an inheritance, whatever it could be, and then it kind of slowly destroys his life, even though he thinks it's going to make his life that much better. Mm. So the music video we came out with kind of reflects that. We hooked up with our actor. His name's Adri Mayra, and he's a hilarious person, and he's just kind of got that face and the wild hairdo that was perfect for her.
He looks so familiar to me when I watched it. I don't know what has he been in something
he,
else.
He's a musician down in the cities, and then he also he does acting and cameos and different stuff in his spare time. So I know that he's very active and he's behind and on camera a lot and also plays music. So I actually don't really know.
That's fine. But
I think he definitely, yeah, he's out there.
Well, it's a good song. Do you have, I think of like kind of like jam music and kind of your sound, which has, you know, Elliot's got a saxophone, so there's kind of like a ska vibe to it. And that genre has been used for like messages for change or stuff, for having like social messages to their song. Do you feel that your music does that?
I think, how do I put it eloquently? There's an arena for that, and we do write a lot of, yeah, I think there's definitely a level of that where we do talk about in some of our lyrics about social constructs and different things that we may or may not agree with, but a lot of my personal songwriting has kind of been a little bit more derived from personal experiences, and then also just kind of fiction almost, where there's an aspect where you can write music about something that's like somewhat fictional but was inspired by something in real life. Like my song Carolina Ron, I do a lot of lyrically there's a lot of embellishments there, but like that song originally was about a person that I met who helped me move into my apartment when I was going to college. And he just came up and he's like, "Hey man, will you guys throw me a couple bucks if I help you out move up?" We were moving into this apartment. We were going up four flights of stairs and the elevator didn't work. Neither did the freight. So me, my dad, and this guy who just came off the street was just like, "Hey, help us out. And so he came in, and then we bought him a cheeseburger, gave him some dough,
I guess Busy Checking In was the song that made me think of that, because that has a lot to do about, you know, devices and social media, I guess.
Yeah, social media, that was definitely what I wrote that song about, just get off your phone kind of stuff.
Right now we're talking to Joe Dunn of Frog Leg, if you're tuning in right now, and they just played a show up here at Papa Charlie's. Coming up, some exciting stuff. I don't know, this will have already happened by the time this airs, but the show with Tauk, I just learned who these guys are, and they're amazing. So that's got to feel
really
cool.
They're really, really good. They're really, really good. They were so gracious to invite us on to their little Midwest run, leg of the tour. And so we're really excited. This will be only the second time I've ever been inside or played the Fine Line, and it is a great room. It's like mini. It reminds me of kind of like a mini First Avenue. It's always a good time there.
What are some other big shows coming up? Maybe some festivals this summer.
Big one, that's the first one that we're really looking forward to, is Memorial Day weekend. We've got Revival 2019. It's going to be hosted by our good friends, Useful Jenkins. And there's some great national and local acts on there. Like, there's us. We've got New Orleans Suspects are coming up from New Orleans. They're our good friends. Kind Country's on there. I know some of them. I've been filled in about some of the lineup. So it's going to be great. I have to keep shut. I can't talk about it, but I know some fun things that are going to happen at Harmony Park Music Garden, and I can't wait for them to unfold.
Sounds good. And I saw People Fest is also on there down in Wisconsin. And you know what? I got totally off track here. I wanted to talk more about the new album coming up. So what can you tell me about the upcoming Frog Leg album?
Well, it's the most we've ever written all together, I would say. It's the most we've sat down and worked out the songs kind of from the ground up, and pretty much given each song our own voice from each member of the band, as opposed to like someone writing something and bringing it in. A lot of it kind of happened free-flowingly, which was great.
Musically, is there much change or some new additions to it?
So far, I mean, it's kind of a premature question, just because we've only recorded a little bit of it.
Okay. Did you record with Rob Genetic by chance?
Yeah, we did. Okay. We did. We recorded our first two albums with Rob, and that was really, really great. He's a lot of fun. Do you know him?
I met him last summer, actually. He came up with a group that had on the air, like, not even expecting him to show up. And he's like, oh, yeah, hey, I record, like, everyone you know.
So. Hell, yeah. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. And he's worked wonders with us in our first two albums. We recorded our first two with him. And then he also helped with that first single, Fortune.
I just wanted to ask kind of what your gauge was, because I think you mentioned Will Efforts earlier, and he's in, is it Rampant Roots?
Yeah.
So you got that group, you've got Frog Leg, you've got people like Space Monkey Mafia, you've got Kind Country. There's like such an enormous quality group of like kind of jam bands in Minnesota right now. Do you see that as like kind of a resurgence, or is it just this is a great spot for music?
I think a little bit of both. There's a resurgence in both. It's a great spot for music. And then the other funny thing is that we're all friends. all of us have known each other from one area in life to another. I went to school with Joe Barron, who plays bass in Space Monkey Mafia. And then he's also played bass subbing in Kind Country. So there's a connection there. So he knows all of the Kind Country guys, and then, I don't know. We all kind of know each other. Yeah, know each other and our friends.
Dimitri Rollis has joined the conversation. He's the guitarist for Frog Leg. What's up?
Hello. How you doing? Good to be here.
Here, I'll ask Dimitri. Can you tell me anything about the upcoming Frog Leg album?
Yeah, we've been trying to get together about once a week to workshop some new stuff. We got about maybe five songs five completed songs that haven't been put on an album yet. I guess that's not including the single Fortune, but I'm excited. There's already some tracks. I can't wait to see what the studio adds to them. So
cool. If someone is a Frog Leg virgin, if they have never seen Frog Leg live, how would you describe the energy, or what should they expect?
a lot of different types of music in one night. We try and switch up in our set lists, like make sure like a reggae song's not right next to another reggae song. No, just like, yeah, it's like reggae, Latin, rock, improv, bluesy kind of stuff.
I just meant to talk to Joe about a couple. What have we talked about? Revival Fest? How about, what are some other things that are coming up for Frog Leg later this year?
Galactic Get Down, also, run by the dudes in Dead Larry. There's something, People Fest, run by the People Brothers Band in Yuba, Wisconsin, the Driftless area. It's gorgeous. There's some stuff that might be happening that I can't mention yet that we're pretty excited about. It's off the top of my head. That's what I got right now.
That's fine. How was the touring last year for you?
It was actually, from when we're recording this, it was 1 year ago we were on a tour with Heatbox through Montana. Do we hit Idaho on that? I don't know. I think it was mostly, no.
I don't think we did. I think we just went out to Montana.
Yeah, it was just Montana. We hit Helena and Bozeman. And that was fun. We collaborated with Mr. Box, Heatbox, each night. And then we're actually doing a throwback to that tour last year, this year at Galactic Get Down, where the end of his set is also going to be the beginning of our set.
Okay.
And we're going to see what happens.
Is
that a secret?
I don't know if it's a secret. Huh. I think we can say it on the radio here.
This is on the record now. Is touring is it more enjoyable than it is stressful? Is it, or how do you approach it?
Well, I first and foremost love McDonald's and Subway, so it's really easy for me.
Oh yeah, Shell gas station.
Yep. Walmart is also one of my favorite stores, so tour is easy. I'm just kidding. I don't know. It's a lot of most of it is road time. It's not all the glitz and the glamour sometimes.
What do you do on the road on, if you're, like you said, Montana, what were you doing on Highway 90 for 9 hours as you do?
Well, I mean,
I'd say it's, coming up with, weird scenarios and just building on it where, like, if anyone were to listen in at any point in time, they'd be like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
These aren't songs. These are just weird,
like,
ideas.
Scenarios, like, and it just piles on top of each other. And it like, becomes,
we
like, a whole movie script.
We write movie scripts that are never going to see the light of day.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you're joining us right now on Side Tracks, we're talking to Frog Leg, specifically Joe Dunn and Dimitri Rollis, the two guitarists from the group. They came up here last weekend to play the Mountain Meltdown at Papa Charlie's, and I was able to catch up with them before their show at Caribou Highlands. Dimitri Rollis also plays with a group called Rampant Roots, and I asked him if it was difficult for him to balance being in multiple bands at once.
No, not really. Definitely... Frog Leg right now is a lot more original based right now, but we're trying to get an EP done with Rampant Roots, and we all just want to stay busy. And actually, since the beginning of 2019, we've been relatively not busy as Frog Leg. So honestly, I feel like everyone's a little antsy to start booking some dates again and recording some tracks, making some hits. Yeah. But other than that, I do a weekly gig at Bunkers on Wednesdays where it's kind of different every week. I play with different musicians around town, have fun with it.
Is there a window for release for the new album?
We're hoping by the end of the year.
Okay.
And I think that we'll attain that. I would say by the fall, and then we're hoping to support it with a tour or two. We don't know what it's going to be called yet, but I'm really excited to get really moving on it. Yeah.
I hope you put it on colored vinyl again. That'd be sick.
We hope so too.
I love you.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that. Yeah. They did a great job.
Well, I think we'll be looking for you next time you guys come up here. Hope it's very soon. Dimitri Rollis and Joe Dunn of Frog Leg. Anything else you want people to know?
We love you.
We love you. Get a lot of sleep and call your mother.
Thanks, guys. Frog leg.
I hope that was sufficient.